This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
Call him every trash EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is Drop Time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning.
Yes, top of the morning, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
I'm up before the cows.
That's how committed this man is to this job. That's my co-host, Dave Rothenberg. Our amazing producers, we got the little Don himself.
I hope your dogs poop on your bed.
Wow, nasty. RJ Santillo. How about our sleepless warrior, Raymond Santiago?
I get this reputation on the show as being like just awful. The worst
you
version
are awful.
Of what we...
Going to be a feisty show today. I can already feel it. And of course, as always, we have the company. Thank you for getting up with us on this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
Hot take Joe in Newcastle.
Hot take Joe, hot take Johnny. Call us what you want, but don't ever call us lazy. You can hear us every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call is always 1-800-919-3776.
Shooter Stanford with the sexy hot wife.
Sexy hot wife. We have an awesome show planned for you today.
I go away, this show dies.
Yeah, we get it. You're the most important guy on the show. We all know. The Jets take a huge swing for Tyreek Hill. Miss. And, of course, he ends up in our division. No Julius Randle. No Mitchell Robinson. No problem. Knicks made 23s, 30 assists. Rolled to a 15-point win in Charlotte. KD and Kyrie combined for 78 points. And still, the Nets lose by 12 in Memphis. But who cares? Because it looks like Kyrie's going to be now available for home games. The vaccination mandate... going to be rolled back today, opening the door for Kyrie, unvaccinated Mets, and Yankees to play at home. Gleyber Torres, DJ LeMahieu, and Giancarlo Stanton all go deep for the Yankees last night. Sweet 16 tips off tonight, which means Dave won't sleep. But the most important tournament, sweeping the nation host sadness, opens up this morning at 6 a.m. We have the number one seed.
Thank you, my friend, and I will see you soon. Say hi to everybody.
All right, be well. You say hello, too.
Okay, take care, Michael. It's Michael Kay with me here.
My best friend used words as weapons. Michael Kay going up against
A suckaholic.
Alan Hahn in the most highly anticipated matchup of the tournament so far. The 5 seed.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. The Ravens.
The sports savant. That is Peter Rosenberg going up against.
Hey, Chris. It's Rick DiPietro.
Son of a. Your very own. It gets worse every time I hear it. The 4 seed. Me, Rick DiPietro. 7:35, Dave, the fat-free whipped cream has paid off. We got Mel Kiper on the show. And as always, on the Thursday at 6:45, we have no observations. And did it happen in Florida? But before we get to all of that, I would like to say good morning to our very, very risque host.
I think there's liver verse on a naughty sandwich.
Oh, does he love the naughty sandwich? That is David Rothenberg.
Wow. My goodness, that's a lot to unpack. I'm surprised RJ at some point during that open wasn't like, all right, you got to break. It's time to break. That thing took a long time.
Take a call.
That was like a flight to Vegas. Wow.
We're halfway through the open and Sandy's like, you know, we're at like 15 drops already.
That's my goodness. That's
you better wrap it up.
That's it. I asked Raymond when I had a minute to speak to him when you were done monopolizing his time. I said, how's the Open coming along? He goes, it gets longer and longer.
There's a lot to get into.
Wow. There is a lot to get into. Part of the a lot to get into is what we have to get into on the show. I mean, Mel Kiper Jr., 7:35. Nobservations and DHIF, 6:45. Looks like the vaccine mandate is going to be done for athletes and performers, which I have to imagine a lot of people are going to be very excited about, and a lot of people will be very annoyed about. So we'll certainly get into that. You know what's amazing about the NFL? And you know what? I'm not even going to give you my take. The Tyreek Hill trade, right? You think to yourself, Dolphins, Jets, Dolphins, not the Jets, and that's got to be very
painful. Well, no, who thought that, though? But who thought that?
What?
No, I mean, once you heard the teams, and I hate to jump into it right now, but once you heard the teams, and that Kansas City accepted both deals, and then it was up to Tyreek Hill, I mean, what did you think he was going
to
do?
I thought he was going to go to the Dolphins, but it doesn't mean it stings any less.
Well, no, of course it stings. I mean, you lose out, and then he ends up in the Dolphins.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All I'll say is this. If Tua is decent, that offense is going to be unreal.
Well, I know. And let's not forget they added Cedric Wilson. Look at the run. I mean, what they did at running
Cedric
back.
Cedric Wilson, still Devontae Edmonds. Parker. Added Mostert, right? I mean, added the best offensive lineman in free agency. Still Gesicki. Keep Gesicki. So, geez. Terrifying. And then the
Knicks. Yeah, but the AFC is an arms race right now, man. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And listen, we'll get into the conversation. I think the Jets will be a lot better. I don't know if it translates to wins.
No, I probably won't. But, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I know why Joe Douglas did it, right? I mean, everyone understands
that. Wanted to be involved?
Well, not even wanting to be involved. I mean, you used the second overall pick on Zach Wilson. I mean, we keep saying it. The goal is to make sure that Zach Wilson proves that he can be a franchise quarterback. What better way?
No, that's
than to get
the best
someone
way.
Like Tyreek Hill.
And the kid's got one of the great arms in football. You run deep, I'll throw it up, you catch it. We've seen that from Tyreek Hill forever. So I'm sure Raiders fans and Chargers fans and Broncos fans are happy this morning. They don't have to deal with Tyreek Hill two times a year anymore. So we got that. The Knicks it's amazing. No Julius Randle, no Mitchell Robinson. That Hornets defense last night was some of the worst defense I've ever seen played in an NBA game. It was atrocious. But the Knicks go down to Charlotte and get the win. You know, I found it curious. I don't know how closely you paid attention to this. Very curious that the Nets went into the game last night as 1-point underdogs and Memphis didn't have Ja Morant. And I'm like, this seems so weird. Well, that's why. Because Memphis, boy, they can shoot, huh? They got a lot of talent even without Ja Morant. They're now 15-2 on the season when Ja Morant doesn't play in a game. So, there's so much for us to unpack and get into today. I'm excited about today's show. And then at 6 o'clock, and that's what I'm nervous about for you, host Sadness. You go up against Peter Rosenberg.
Yeah, this is a big day for me. And I'm going to be on TV at 2 o'clock this afternoon on the Deuce.
Oh, you're back up to Bristol?
Back up to Bristol, yeah.
So you got to drive up there in the rain, huh?
Hey, last week, same thing.
As they say in hockey! Let's do that hockey.
Well, that's very unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, no, it'll be fun.
Well, no, the show will be fun, but a drive in the pouring rain won't be.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm looking forward to it.
No. So where to start? I guess we start with we've been dealing with this forever. We'll get into the Jets very early on in the show and the fact that you were this close from landing. I think he's the most dynamic player in football. Outside of quarterback. But regardless, we'll get to that conversation in a few minutes. The vaccine mandate looks like it's going to be lifted today for performers and athletes. So a couple of things. A, you're a sports fan. You're thrilled. Now you don't have to worry about whoever it was going to be in baseball with the Mets and the Yankees. And certainly Kyrie, we know that. And B, if you're someone who lost their job over this, over the last God knows how long, you have to be incensed that now athletes and performers, you go back to work and you don't miss any more time.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, I mean, we talked about this yesterday too, that the way that Mayor Adams has kind of addressed this whole thing, where he wasn't going to be pushed around by Kyrie or, you know, now we're at the point with, you know, Yankees and Mets season starting up, that there was more to the story. Like there had to be other reasons why. When you look at how, I mean, he even admitted it. The rule's stupid. Like, I mean, he admitted it. He said it.
Like, but he also said recently, like I don't anticipate it changing anytime soon.
Well, that's the thing, though. So, I mean, it's like he, in one breath, you're saying it's a stupid rule, which I think we all agree on. I mean, just the whole idea of Kyrie being able to play road games, practice and everything else, actually go to Barclays, sit in the stands, and it all seems silly. Or that unvaccinated players could come play at Barclays. It seems silly.
It is. It is. The whole thing, no matter what side of the fence you're on when it comes to this situation, the way they're enforcing it makes absolutely no sense.
So he recognized that, but still, I mean, the mandate for, you know, private sector, it didn't feel like it was going to be rolled back. And we're like, oh, well, there has to be other reasons why. And one of those reasons is obviously being that, you know, over 1,400 city workers lost their jobs and everything else. So, like, there had to be other, like, other politics involved in it. And he came out, and you mentioned it. I mean, it didn't sound like this was something that was going to all of a sudden change. And now, you know, the report comes out last night that it looks like it's going to be rolled back for athletes and entertainers.
But how is that fair? Listen, I'm not thrilled the fact that it sounds like Aaron Judge wasn't vaccinated. He gets to play. And Nimmo wasn't vaccinated. He's going to get to play. Kyrie Irving, I love watching him play. But how is this fair? I don't understand how, if you're a city worker, no, you lose your job. And you lose your job.
Well, how about a frontline worker? How about a frontline worker that was working without, was asked to, like when this whole pandemic started, when there was no vaccination, that was asked to go work and deal with patients that had COVID and they weren't vaccinated. There was no vaccination.
No.
And now how to make a choice to get vaccinated or lose your job.
Right. So a lot of people, I mean, over 1,000 people lost their jobs, and now you come in and you're like, but you know, let's just lift it for athletes and performers. Again, a part of me loves it, and a big part of me, it's just unfair.
Yeah, and I mean, it how it looks too, and the timing of it. And he said you're going to follow the science and everything else. Well, it's not what it sounded like a couple days ago. The whole thing, it feels like it was mishandled. Even the way that the Nets handled it, the whole way that Kyrie came in, a nationally televised game. There was some, you know, talk before the game that they're going to kind of make a spectacle out of it to try to embarrass or just to shed light on how stupid it was. And of course, that's exactly what they did. He shows up late, cameras are on him. Doris Burke is crushing the rule. Then KD's calling out the mayor after the game. He's got to figure this out. So it's a bad look, and ultimately, I mean, as sports fans, you get what you want, but I can imagine that, you know, there's people that aren't sports fans that feel
away
about
this. You know what's weird? We're in this world of sports, so it's all we know, right? We love sports. All we do is consume sports. All we do is talk sports. Like we're so knee-deep in this world that we can't see that there's another world out there. Most people aren't in the world that we're in. Most people are just live normal lives, and yeah, maybe they're interested in sports, and maybe they like to watch sports, but it doesn't consume them like it does us. And how do you explain to those people that if you're a member of the, you know, police force or FDNY, you know what, sorry, you can't keep your job, unfortunately. Not only will we hold the job until this thing blows over, no, you can't keep your job, but Kyrie will keep your seat warm. And now, because you're a high-profile employee, now you can go play?
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, even not being able to play home games, you're not getting fired. Like, Kyrie was still getting paid. Now, he wasn't getting paid for home game, but he's still getting paid. He didn't lose his job. Like, Aaron Judge wasn't going to lose his job. I mean, you don't think there's frontline workers, teachers, I mean, that wanted to have that choice?
For whatever reason. Sure there are.
For whatever reason, but they didn't have that choice. It was either you get vaccinated or you're fired. Now, to go from where we're at, where it's like, hey, we're not, listen, I won't be pushed around. We're going to roll it back for, what do you say, 2 to 4-year-olds?
Yes.
And then we'll follow the science. All of a sudden now, it breaks yesterday that it's going to be rolled back today. I don't know, man. It just...
It feels gross, doesn't it? It feels gross. And I'm just looking right now. New York City Councilman Joe Borelli said this, and he's not wrong. Quote, firing our own employees, but allowing exemptions for the fancy ones. That's what we are.
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting, but does it surprise you? I mean, honestly, like throughout this pandemic,
no,
does it surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me, but it repulses me, to be honest. It does. And I benefit. Like Kyrie playing benefits us. Aaron Judge playing benefits us. All the guys who, and we can only speculate, so there's no reason to go up and down a list that we're not sure of, but all the guys that would not be able to play, now they can play, it benefits us. But as just a citizen, it really, I find it very, very unsettling that now, all right, guys, it's enough. The science 3 days ago says you can't play, but now today, go ahead, play. You're back. Let's go.
Yeah, and Kyrie ultimately gets exactly what he wanted.
That's right.
I mean, you heard, I mean, Kevin Durant actually said that the other day, which was the first time I heard him say it. He's like, look at the date. Like, I mean, unless this mandate gets rolled back, Kyrie's not getting the shot. So, I mean, we're going to focus on what we have in this locker room, and that's it. And now, And this must be why, you know, when Aaron Judge was asked the question, I mean, he was being told that this will get figured out. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Avoid the question.
Randy Levine went. He spoke to the mayor, right? And there was never, and I guess we should have picked up on the signals. There was never this great concern when it came to baseball, right?
Well, it didn't feel like it. And then it didn't feel like it. And then you start reading the stories about how much money Steve Cohen has donated to the mayor's campaign and everything else. So, yeah, like, you know, you're right. I mean, that should have been the biggest hint for us.
Right. There was never this major concern with the baseball world. Is that is Judge not going to play? Is Stanton not vaccinated? Like, well, oh, my God, what's going to happen? It was like, don't worry. It'll be fine. Don't worry. And it is.
Ultimately, it is. You're right.
Ultimately, it is. So, as typically happens, the sports world, the athletes win, and the normal little person loses. But
it's not just the sports world like that, though. I mean, it's just... It ends up coming down to money, really.
That's it. But does that surprise you?
No, not at all.
No, not even a little bit. That in the end, money wins out.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
At DR on ESPN. And of course, you'll need that Twitter handle to vote in Host Sadness, which starts in 39 minutes. It's Kay against Han and you against Peter.
Shut up, you big baby!
Oh boy, you against Peter. You need to win this battle. It's a big matchup.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I mean, I'm at the mercy now of the voters.
Oh, you know what? I like your odds though. I think you are more well liked than Peter.
Well, sometimes that's not. I mean, that's not for a kitchen. That's not what wins out though all the time. You know,
that's true. But I would stand by that you're more. I mean, a lot of people do not like Peter.
Well, I understand. The whole country doesn't like Peter. I mean, that's Canada right. Hates Peter.
Hates the entire Canadian country. Hates Peter.
I actually heard some interesting news, too. You know how many jobs he has? I mean, between, you know, this show, the K show, the morning show, he's got WWE. He's actually been cast.
What do you mean this show?
I didn't mean this show. I meant the K show.
Okay.
I meant the K show. He's got the morning show at Hot. He's got WWE. Guy loves to work.
He loves to work.
And to go on just the most atrocious bachelor parties of all time. He's actually been cast in a Teen Wolf sequel. Sad middle-aged wolf.
That's great.
And they're saving a ton of money, even need
to use the arm hair costume.
Well, yeah, there's $0 spent of the costume budget. Zero.
That's right. That's well done. Now, how about this? Ella Kay, and she's right, but can I tell you Ella Kay's Twitter handle first?
Oh, please do.
She tweets, D and R fangirl.
Oh, I love that.
That's Ella Kay. She says, and I think she's right, this is all about revenue. As a New York frontline worker and huge sports fan, what New York City mayor decided to do is like saying a big F you and all your hard work saving lives for the last 2 years, you don't bring the city money. Just saying. Is she wrong?
No, I don't think she's wrong. I mean, that's what it feels like. To say what he said, and then all of a sudden now, and I get it. I mean, every 5 days, the mandate, you know, needs to be, well, you know, runs out, and he decides whether or not to re-up it, and that happens
to be today.
So I guess if
numbers go up, right, then he might overturn this current verdict.
Well, if he's staying true to his word, and we're going to follow the science, I mean, and he's focused on keeping the city open as opposed to having, you know, unvaccinated Mets and Yankees and Kyrie Irving playing home games.
Could you imagine, like, this?
If
this
the numbers go back up?
It stays open. We go to a game seven. I guess they wouldn't be home in a game seven, but just for argument's sake, it goes up. They play. They're down 3-2. They come home for game six. The numbers are going up, and he has to overturn it.
Could I imagine that? No.
You don't think so? You think this is it? You think that from this moment forward, Kyrie Irving, for this reason, will be allowed to play basketball?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do.
We got this tweet, which I think it might be the tweet of the day. And I think you saw it as well, and you thought it was great, too. And right, and spot on. DJ Company. And there's another guy. He's in the company, right?
Yep.
If Kyrie were serious about this, about people losing their jobs, he'd continue to protest until the mandate was completely overturned. Is that wrong?
Well, he was supposed to be a voice for the voices, right?
That's what he said. It had nothing to do with getting the vaccine. This was, I want to be a voice for the voiceless. Well, you know what, Rick? As far as I can tell, there's still a lot of voiceless out there.
Yeah, and actually we're getting tweets from the voices. I mean, frontline workers, people that lost their jobs. I mean, you're as a sports fan that hasn't been affected, that doesn't work in the city, I'm sure there are people listening right now that are happy. Nets fans are happy. I'm sure Yankees fans are happy. Everyone's that they're not going to have to worry about it. But, I mean, there are plenty of people, like DNR Fangirl, who are huge sports fans but have been personally affected by the mandate, who I'm sure feel strongly about how ridiculous that this all of a sudden now happened. For athletes and entertainers.
It does feel very, very unfair to a lot of people. All right, people are. I mean, look. Can you look at the phone lines, please? Look at these.
Wow.
I mean, they are. And not only are they all lit up, but they're all lit up for different reasons. We'll get to everyone. Let's start with D-Rock in Brooklyn. D-Rock, you must be a happy guy. Your beloved Kyrie Irving is back.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm happy. I actually bought tickets for Sunday's game, so I'm going to be sitting VIP to watch, hopefully, a beatdown of the Charlotte Hornets. Shout out to Memphis Grizzlies yesterday, who did it without Ja Morant. I knew all along that they were a real team. I mean, you highlighted the record, 15-2 without him. And Brooklyn has some work to do. I mean, just because we got him back now doesn't mean that, everything falls into place, but it's some good momentum that we can start hopefully building towards the last nine games of the season. If I may, I just want to add one point to the conversation. I don't want to get too heavy into the mandates or anything like that.
Yeah.
I am a city worker. I prefer not to say which agency I work for. However, I would say I was coerced in making the choice that I did, but I want to highlight choice. And for us, for city workers, the rule is what it is. It sucks, but we have to abide by it. Otherwise, we can't work for the city. Kyrie being a private individual, I don't begrudge him or the decision that the mayor made. So I'm happy that we have him. Hopefully, everybody else that are city workers can somehow find employment on their own. But that is, the rules are what it is. So unless you was able to make that choice, I'm sorry that, you lost your job or, I know a few people that did, unfortunately. But for Kyrie, he's not a city employee. So I kind of understand the decision that was made on his behalf, if you want to put it that way. So thankfully now we're not bound by his choice to not take the vaccine because it would have sucked if we couldn't have won the season because he's not available to play home games. So hopefully we just build some momentum and keep it rolling.
Listen, thanks, gentlemen. You saw him last night, and thanks for the call, D-Rock. I mean, the guy's, he's unbelievable. Maybe he's the best scorer in basketball. I guess Durant might be that guy. You might have the top two pure scorers in the NBA right now on this team.
Talent-wise, I don't know. I mean, as far as just complete offensive game, I don't know who's better than Kyrie talent-wise.
You could say Durant.
Well, yeah. I mean, but also part of Durant, though, is just, he's at his size. I mean, he's a freakish size, right? So it's tough to defend because he can rise up. I mean, Kyrie's size, which is, I mean, he's not a big guy. His ability to finish the rim, finishes with both hands. His handle is stupid. Oh, stupid.
Filthy. He's great. I mean, he's great. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal player. Now, Brandon Fry tweets in, so Kyrie can play, but the usher at the arena can't work. Is that right?
I believe that is correct, yes.
Great.
But see, that's the thing, though. I mean, there are people that, yeah, you say he got, I mean, D-Rock got coerced because, you know, it's his choice, but he realizes that with the choice is also, you know, I can choose not to get the vaccine, but I'm also, in essence, choosing not to work then because I'm going to get fired.
But a lot of people can't afford that.
But exactly right. So there are a lot of people who say, well, I wish I had the luxury of being able to choose. Because deep down, I mean, you heard D-Rock, I don't want to speak for him, but if you're being coerced, like, there's plenty of people that say, you know what, this is something that I would rather not get for whatever reason, but because I have no choice, because I can't afford to not work, I'm going to take it.
Right. And this whole charade of he's a voice for the voiceless. So if you are on Kyrie's side and you're saying, you know what, he look at him. I have such respect for him. He's a voice for the voiceless. What do you say now? What do you say now when so many people are still not allowed to work and so many people have lost their jobs? Now, the minute, I guess he could say he's not coming back, right? But I'm sure he will. The minute he's allowed back, he's not a voice for the voiceless. That's not what he is.
No, he's a basketball player for the Nets.
That's exactly what he is. Here's how I see it. He's a basketball player, and he's a darn good one, who, for whatever reason, never wanted to get the vaccine, played a game of chicken, and in the end, wound up winning.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And for all those, you know, Mets and Yankees that aren't vaccinated, and you heard, you heard how some of them answered the questions. I mean, they didn't seem like there was a lot of thought being given to the fact, I mean, to maybe them missing home games. Like, no, this is, you know, we're focused on now, and they'll figure that out.
Yeah, and they did, like they knew.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
SNY Bronx 28, if Kyrie really was this guy that he portrays to be, that he would sit until this mandate is lifted for all. Well, I think that's our point, is that, you know, we thought, at least that's what he was claiming, that that's who he is, that this is a guy that's the voice for the voiceless, and then when push comes to shove, he's allowed back, and then whoever he was fighting for, I use it.
Yeah, but he
air
was
quotes.
Never a voice, though. I mean, you didn't hear anything from him.
No, not a word. But I guess he thought that his lack of playing drummed up enough attention to it.
So it would draw attention to the fact that, I mean, it's... Yeah, but again, we were talking about the rule being stupid for a bunch of different reasons because of how it was being handled by the NBA.
The rule never made any sense. Like, if you truly were trying to protect the New York people that if you're not vaccinated, you can't play, whether you're on Brooklyn, if you're traveling from another country, whoever, you can't go to the game and you can't play. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. I'm just saying that would have made more sense than if you fly in from San Antonio, sure, go on the court. But if you're Kyrie Irving, who hasn't been vaccinated, and you play for the Nets, now no, you can't do that.
Well, no, yeah, but again, I mean, that's the point, I guess, is that, I mean, it's just we understand how stupid that part of the rule was, but the reason why it was initially mandated that you get vaccinations is because they were trying to get as many people vaccinated as possible. But now we're at a point where, I mean, it was clear, and Kevin Durant said it. Like, I mean, Kyrie said he's not getting the shot, and we're what? I mean, March 24th, right?
Yeah, I got my first shot a year ago.
Okay, he's not going to get it. Like, I mean, if you're not vaccinated by now, are you going to get the shot now?
No.
At this point?
No.
Probably not.
No. Very unlikely.
And the mayor even admitted it was unfair, and it was, I mean, it didn't make much sense.
It never made
sense. But again,
sense.
He pushed back, though. See there, and then all of a sudden he pushed back, where it's like, no, I'm not focused on Kyrie. I'm not going to be pushed around by them. It's going to be, I'm focused on my city, and now here we are.
Here
with
we
baseball
are.
Right around the corner.
Kind of what we assumed would always happen. Now happened. Let's go. Are we going out to South Bend, Indiana, John, and Notre Dame? Is that where you are, John?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. So Dave, I feel like you went the no sleep, but I've been schoolworking all night, but I saw it was close to 5. I usually listen to the podcast on my way to class, but could not miss a chance to see you guys start live. And I just need to say, what an intro by Rick. That's really all.
That's all you have.
If you don't destroy Peter, I might have to boycott the channel.
This is what I'm going to need you to do, John. I'm going to need your help. Cause I almost
live from South Bend, Indiana.
John, I almost went to Notre Dame. Almost went to Notre Dame. Still close with the head hockey coach at Notre Dame. You almost went there.
Hey,
I'm
going
to let your friends know. I'm going to need to let your friends know. I need to walk around the campus and say, hey.
Okay.
Get on Twitter, and you got to vote. You got to vote for Rick here because he needs to be Rosenberg.
John, are you going to vote for Rick today?
No doubt.
There you go. All right, John. Thanks for the phone call. How about that? Santi, on your little map, mark off South Bend, Indiana.
You see that Halliburton had 15 assists last night?
Oh, God.
15 assists. Oh, yeah.
That's terrific. Let's go to John in Valley Stream. That I'm familiar with. John, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. I got two quick comments. Rick, just want to let you know that, you know, the company's behind you, man. We had a sit down at the Jolly Fisherman. I'm sure Dave's familiar.
right in Roslyn.
There you go. We went over the brackets, and don't worry about it. Lemieux's on a breakaway, and I know you got the save, my man.
Now, John, let me interrupt for a moment. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled with that. I want everyone to vote for Rick. Absolutely. When you had the Jolly Fisherman meeting, was my name brought up against Don LaGreca as well?
Well, actually, the maitre d' came out. And he wanted to give you a shout out and say he misses your monthly dinners with the family over there. But your name was definitely mentioned. Your name was definitely mentioned, Dave.
I have the same support in 24 hours that Rick is going to get in just 20 minutes.
Of course you do, Boogie. Okay. Of course you do.
Oh, Boogie.
So I just wanted to say, you know, that I've been working through this whole pandemic. I want to thank you guys because, you know, if it wasn't for you, definitely on certain days, you guys kept my head up, kept my focus, and kept me staying positive with a bunch of laughs and just a great show all around, especially the big guy, Chris Canty, too. What I'd like to say is, you know, my wife works in Northwell. A lot, probably about 40 people in her office lost their jobs. Speaking to myself, I could use this as an excuse to boohoo and sit and pout and sit on a pity pot, or I could use this and just keep my head straight, keep focused, and just keep grinding. And, you know, I think that's what I choose to do. It's unfortunate. I lost a lot of friends that are union guys, that are, you know, fellow construction guys and city workers, and not only city workers, just, you know, frontline people. I lost people that, you know, their lives as well as their livelihood. And I just want to shout out to everybody out there. You know, if you lost your job because of this, keep your head up, keep focused, keep grinding, and everything will come back full. And I just want to thank you guys again for what a great show you guys, especially throughout the early parts of the pandemic, keeping everybody's heads up. And the company got you, bro. The company got you.
Thanks. We got you, and we appreciate that. We hear you, and we're happy to be here for you every day. Yeah, a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people did. And, you know, the one thing I'll say is he says, just keep your head up. That might be easier said than done. I mean, for a lot of people that lost employment, it's not so easy to get one of these jobs.
No, it might be easy. Of course it is. I mean, it's a lot easier said than done. I mean, that's the hope, right? Is you keep your head down, you keep working, you grind, and then, I mean, good things will happen for you. But that's not always the case.
No, certainly not. Let's go to Peter in Cliffwood. Peter, you're next up.
Hello?
Hello, Peter.
Hey, how's it going? First time call, long time listener.
Appreciate the phone call. What do you got today?
Yeah, I just feel like the mandate, I agree with you guys totally. And, you know, I'm a Nets fan, so I'm ecstatic that Kyrie is going to be playing. But I just feel that they could have did away with this a long time ago. But if Kyrie was on the Knicks, it would have been gone a long time ago. And also, they're only doing this because of the Yankees.
Yeah,
I think the Mets, too.
You could be right. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that if this was the Knicks, that it would have been done a long time ago.
No, I don't know if that's the case at all.
I don't believe that to be true. I think every Knick was vaccinated.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, the Knicks haven't had to worry about it because it's the same thing with, I mean, the rule's the same for the Knicks as it is for the Nets.
Right. So this is a non-issue for the Knicks.
It was a non-issue.
And even for the Nets, outside of Kyrie, this is not like they had five guys unvaccinated. The NBA was almost fully vaccinated.
The concern was more for baseball now, moving forward.
Yes.
Because we don't really know. I mean, it was, we don't know. I mean, I know
and
the
you'll,
NHL.
You'll never know.
The NHL's,
like now.
The NHL outside of one player is fully vaccinated. NBA, I mean, as far as who we know it affects right now is just Kyrie. And then we don't know with baseball.
Right. But it sounds like baseball had a lot more unvaccinated than others.
Well, yeah, they weren't getting to the number. Like, I don't think the Mets did. I mean, the Mets didn't get to the threshold, right, last year?
They didn't last year. I think they were this year. But my understanding is there were still big-time players, like starting players that were not vaccinated right now.
But that's the issue people have, though, right? And I would feel the same way. So how come you have a choice and we don't? Same mandate. You have a choice. You haven't lost your job. Even if you can't play home games, you're still getting paid to play away games. So you haven't lost your job. You haven't lost your livelihood. So you have a choice. We don't.
So as much as you're standing up for the little guy, you're missing home games is what you're missing.
That's it. Well, you're still getting paid.
You're getting paid, but you're missing home games.
Yeah, you're not out. I mean, you're not out of work. You're not having to find another job. The Nets didn't say, hey, I mean, the Nets caved is what they did.
Absolutely.
That's what the Nets initially said. No,
well, because their initial reaction was either you're all in or you're all out. And then it got to the point where, like, wait, we really need this guy. So however much we can have of him, we'll take that.
But again, it's not just this mandate. It's even, I mean, you could make the same case for the whole Tyreek Hill situation. Like, Tyreek Hill's not a good guy.
No.
At all.
No. No.
Like, he's a bad, like when we talk about it, I'll give you my feelings on it, but he's not a good guy at all. But guess what? I mean, and you said at the start of the show.
Here's the thing. People don't care. We discussed it with Deshaun Watson. You care today. Like, you care when you step back and you think about what kind of guys these are, and do you really want your kids to be, you know, have these as role models, and what is it like on March 24th? But when you get to September, like if the Jets, and we'll get to the Jets heavy in the 6 o'clock hour, if the Jets acquired Tyreek Hill, that might bother you today when he's running fly patterns and Zach Wilson's hitting him in stride and he's getting 85-yard touchdowns. Are you going to care that Tyreek Hill's a bad guy? No.
I would a little bit.
Come on, really?
If I'm being honest. Yeah, listen, I would
so
be...
So Monday morning, Jets winning game 27-24. He has the big catch in the biggest moment. You're going to be like, I'm thrilled, but...
I would be thrilled. I'm not going to sit here and lie that I wouldn't be thrilled. And if they had, you know, if he had chose to be a Jet, I would be happy that he chose to be a Jet. But he is one of the guys in the league that I don't care for.
I agree with you 100%. You know, Adrian Peterson's another one of those guys.
Start talking about hitting women, your kids. That for me is, I don't respond well to that.
Well, I don't think many people respond well. But again, it goes back to what football, what sports is really.
It's
in general.
Life in general, but it's life in general. Whatever you do for whatever it is, like it, how much you're allowed to get away with, or how much people overlook is directly correlated to
how
much
you
mean. How much you mean to whatever the bottom line is for that company.
That's
if it's
right.
Winning money, whatever it is.
He just got, what, $70 million guaranteed?
72. $72 million.
And here's the thing. Do you think if he was an average wide receiver, but had the baggage that he comes to the table with, that he'd be in the NFL right now?
Average? Probably not, no.
No, no way.
Would Antonio Brown keep getting chances? No.
Of course not. They get chances because they're great. That's it.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that the NFL realizes is that, like you just mentioned, if the player comes in, even if he's just okay, if he's good and he helps your team win, is the fans will be happy. They'll come watch your games. They'll buy jerseys and everything else. It's not going to affect the bottom line. But in a sense, in a case like Colin Kaepernick, who jeopardized their bottom line, could cost teams money. They're like, no, we're good. We can't sign him because he's going to start affecting our wallet. That's how it works. That's the hypocrisy of the whole thing.
And he's not worth it. If Colin Kaepernick was Patrick Mahomes talent-wise, he'd have gotten another job.
Yes.
But because they look at the risk-reward and it doesn't make sense for them, then it's not worth it.
Do you think the Green Bay Packers would be bending over backwards if they thought that Jordan Love could play?
No.
Or if Aaron Rodgers wasn't that good?
No. Of course not. Of course not. But they do because he's that talented. That's how it works. That's how it's always worked, and it's not going to change anytime soon. Let's go to D in Queens. D, morning. You're on 98.7.
One, this mayor is an idiot. Let's start there because you open, like, this is going to backfire. You opened up the city for lawsuits, big time. That's, and from the basketball perspective, the Nets have been hiding behind the mandate all season. And they've been hiding behind, like, oh, Kyrie's not there. That's why we're having problems. Last night showed, okay, you got Kyrie, or you got Kevin Durant. So what? They're still losing in the first round if they even make the playoffs because they fall to the 9-10. Them in Atlanta is a toss-up. So everyone's just like, okay, we're ready to go. Are you? Ben Simmons ain't playing this year. So what really changed?
Firstly, you don't think they either win in Toronto, which they might not, because Kyrie's not going to be allowed to play in that game.
Exactly.
But you don't think they win one of the two games against either, I don't know, Charlotte or Toronto or one
of
those
kind of
teams?
That's a toss-up. I didn't say they're going to lose.
Stop.
I just said they're
Charlotte,
a toss-up.
Charlotte, I mean, Charlotte's defense is horrendous.
Horrendous.
Horrendous. Now, I don't know if they were sleepwalking because it was the Knicks, and the Knicks had no Julius Randle or Mitchell Robinson, but I mean, that defense, Dave tweeted it. They think they're playing an all-star game.
That was a good tweet, right?
It was an awesome tweet.
So you saw that tweet, you're like, that's my guy.
I was going to put it in the open. Hopefully we'd hear from the tweet, but I just had, there was too much going on.
Yeah, because the open spanned like what? Almost 4 minutes.
Almost 4 minutes, yeah.
I would have slept into, I could have hit snooze had I realized, because I just apparently roll out of bed anyway.
Cassie almost punched me right in the face this morning.
Why? What'd you do?
Because I'm an idiot, and I'm like, I just need, like, you know, I need an extra 5 minutes just to make sure this open is on point now, because RJ's leaving tomorrow. I want to send him off on the right, you know, right foot.
Well, he's not leaving tomorrow. He's leaving right after the show.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, he's going to be gone.
He will not be on the show tomorrow, correct.
So I set the alarm for 2 instead of 2:15, and she's like, what the hell are you doing?
Well, here's my question. Why does that ultimately matter to her? I'm sure she goes back to bed right after you get out of bed.
Well, no, because she's, because, like, I mean, and again, this is why we have the greatest wives. Is because she's not concerned about herself. She's concerned about me. And I was sick for a couple of days, and she's like, this is ridiculous. Like, you can't get 3 hours of sleep a night and expect it to be all right.
The fact that you wake up at 2 a.m. for a 5 a.m. show is absurd.
Well, only it's 2 a.m. It's 2:15 usually. It's 2 a.m. on
But that's absurd. Like, there's no way you couldn't wake up at 3:30 and still get your stuff done.
Well, no, because 3:30, now all of a sudden, I mean, I can't get the notes done, watch the stuff I need to watch. See, this is the problem with me. I need to watch everything.
Yeah, listen, I will say this, that you are better prepared than anybody I've ever worked with. Better than me, and I think I'm pretty well prepared. Like,
and now ESPN, they're trying to kill me. This is what's happening right now. They're trying to get out of this contract because now it's the Thursdays. They know I open the show. They know it because I talked to them yesterday. I got an open. They know this. And then now I have to drive up.
Well, because you're on the point, the big hockey
Bristol
show at 2 o'clock this afternoon on what, ESPN 2, correct?
ESPN, yeah, getting loose in the deuce, buddy.
Nice. Who's going to be on that show with you today? Do you even have an idea right now?
I have Arto Cal.
I like Arto.
He's the best. He is the best. And then we have a special little Olympian situation.
An Olympian?
A couple of Olympians on the show.
Like Carl Lewis will be on.
Not Carl. We may have him sing the anthem. It's funny that you say that. We may actually have him sing the anthem.
Like Olympians, as far as they've been in Olympic hockey.
Olympic hockey. One of the greatest to do it. Miss Hillary Knight on the show with me today.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Richard Sisinski. No Sisinski, right?
No, I don't even think it's that. I think it's easier than what you just said.
What, another person?
Oh, no, I thought you just meant his name. He's a late, he was on the show, then we pulled him.
Who? Shashinsky?
Yeah, Art is not happy with that. He can't pronounce the name either.
Yeah, well, Art doesn't have to, so good for him. Kenny, Jersey, Kenny, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I wanted to call and talk about the Knicks real quick. Did you guys notice I don't know if you noticed, but did you notice that the point guards and the guards for the other team scored about 130, 140 points against the Knicks in the last two games? We can't stop the point guard, man. I don't understand how come this management can't see that. And until we be able to stop these point guards, we can get whoever we want. You know, we're going to be garbage. I mean, the point guards are killing us.
It's always been a problem.
Trae Young, he had about 50, Trae Young. And then Fall followed that up last night with about 30 or 40.
Well, Bogdan, too. Well, Bogdan, too, the other night versus Atlanta.
Yeah, Bogdan had about 30.
He had 32.
I mean, Atlanta had, 80? Between the two guards, I think Atlanta had 80 points. That's ridiculous.
That's a lot
of
points.
That is totally ridiculous. Yeah, from two players, I mean, that's ridiculous. And
well, see, that's the thing, though. And there lies the problem, right? Is, like, if you have a guard like, you know, Trae Young or a Ja Morant or whatever, and they just maybe they take possessions off or they're just not great all the time defensively. Even Kyrie's not great all the time defensively. When he locks in, you saw him do it against Harden. He can do it if he wants to. But, okay, yeah, we can live with that because the guy's dropping 35. We don't have that.
No, you don't have anything like that. And the Knicks played well last night, so I don't want to beat them up over the performance from last night.
No, but what do you expect? I mean, your starting backcourt is last night is Alec Burks and Evan Fournier. I mean, what are you expecting to have happen?
Evan Fournier, by the way, breaks the all-time single-season most three-pointers made by a Knicks player.
Makes me sick.
Right, yeah. And you see his tweet after the game? Like, oh, this is just such a wonderful honor to be that
He's
guy.
Actually had a pretty good season shooting the ball, though. I will say that from three.
Okay, stop it, though. Yes, he shoots the ball well. He's not a complete player.
Oh, no.
I had a terrible stick.
He's not $18 million worth, that's for sure.
I'll tell you what, though. He's all excuses first team. I don't even think it's a guy, unanimous.
Unanimous. Yeah, on lockdown. Like 9 years running. He is phenomenal.
You lock it right up.
Like you go into the season, and if I say who do you even consider on the NBA all first excuse team, he's right there.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm throwing that in my parlay every preseason. He's in that parlay.
You know what got tremendous accolades the other day? By the way,
what
your the sleep parlay with Carlin?
The same sleep parlay with
the
Carlin,
same sleep parlay. Yeah, people love that.
I felt bad after the show.
Why?
That was a little hurtful.
No.
No.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, listen, this is what we are. We take shots at people.
But here's the thing, though, and this is where you get in trouble, is it doesn't bother me when you guys make fun of me. Like, I haven't left one of these shows since we started together where I've had my feelings hurt or never. It's a show. It's fun.
Did you know DiPietro is Italian for Benia?
When he said that, I texted him. I thought it was hilarious. I was like, that's well done.
It's a funny line.
Yeah, but so you have no feelings like that. I have no feelings like that. Santi maybe a little bit. RJ,
Santi has feelings.
Santi has feelings. I mean, the whole who's the dumbest in the show, that still sticks with him. But then all of a sudden you start bringing other people into the mix. I don't know if they feel the same way we do. We could be crushing people right now. We have no idea.
You mean like Carlin goes to bed every night before he almost passes a few times and he's just like, I can't believe those guys would do that to me.
His wife's now waking up to check on him. Hey, Chris, you alive?
She nudges him. Chris, you alive? I'm all right. Hershey's bar. Leave me alone. Flapjacks.
Poor Carlin.
Poor Carlin. He'll be fine.
He's fine. He's hosting Greeny this week.
All week.
All week, baby.
All week.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.